Hello, I'm Nick Kelly with the BBC News. Democrats and Republicans in the United States say they've reached an agreement in principle on border security that they hope will avoid a second government shutdown. They hope to turn the agreement into legislation by Wednesday, 2 days before the current federal funding agreement runs out. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
The tentative deal reached between Republicans and Democrats still has to be finalised, but sources close to the negotiations suggest the president may only get around a quarter of the $5.7 billion he was looking for to build more border wall. The big uncertainty is what the president will be prepared to sign. At a rally in El Paso in Texas last night, he was giving little away about his attitude to the emerging deal. What there was at the rally was plenty of heated rhetoric about illegal immigrants and crime, and of course fake news, with my BBC cameraman Ron Skeens attacked by a Trump supporter as he went about his job filming the speech.
The former vice president of the Spanish region of Catalonia, Oriol Junqueras, and 11 other separatists are going on trial later in Madrid over the 2017 Catalan referendum and subsequent declaration of independence. Guy Hedgeco is in Madrid.
This is Spain's most politically sensitive trial for decades. Among the defendants is Oriol Junqueras, former vice president of Catalonia, who could face up to 25 years in prison if found guilty of rebellion. He and several other defendants have been held in custody for months ahead of the trial, prompting claims by their defence teams that this whole judicial process lacks credibility. But the government says the trial, which is expected to last around 3 months, has all the necessary guarantees.
Politicians have been accused of failing to comprehend the dangers posed by multiplying environmental crises. The warning comes from the Institute for Public Policy Research in Britain. Here's Roger Harabin.
The report warns of a potentially deadly combination of factors affecting the planet, including climate change and the mass loss of species, especially insects. The authors note widespread erosion of topsoil, forest felling, acidifying oceans, extreme weather, plastic in the seas, overfishing and more. Their report says these factors are driving what they call a complex, dynamic process of environmental destabilisation. They say this destabilisation is occurring at speeds unprecedented in human history.
This is the World News from the BBC.